This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Celebrate 716 Day with Jeremy White at the BFLO Store's flagship location in the Transitown Plaza in Williamsville on Wednesday, July 16th, 716, from 4 to 6 p.m. Spend $77.16 in store or online, and you score a free Go Bills cap while supplies last. You'll be able to meet Bills and Bandits players, catch live music, exclusive getaways, and shop the brand new Tailgate Collection. Don't miss it. Full details online at BFLOshop.com, the BFLO store, the official retailer of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer here with you, talking about sports movies. Yes, it is a Friday. Yes, it is July 11th. And that's what we're doing. And it's kind of, we're figuring out here.
Trying to find answers on what type of sports movies are sports movies.
Yes, and also feel free to call in with your favorite sports movies, or if you want to chime in just on our conversation of what really constitutes a sports movie at 803-0550. It's pretty versatile, as we've discovered just chatting here today.
Again, you are trying to take that line and kick it and like mess it up.
Seabiscuit, man. Seabiscuit could be, that's a sports movie.
I love it and hate it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to do it. Because, what'd you say?
If Seabiscuit is a sports movie, is Racing Stripes a sports movie?
I was actually going to say that. It was one of my favorite movies.
Is Spider-Man a sports movie? There's wrestling in it.
No.
No, that's totally different.
You're going nowhere.
3 minutes of playtime. Racing Stripes, I would say is, yes. The zebra that gets into horse racing, have you ever seen that? And his friends are the flies? Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic if I've ever heard one.
I don't know what's going to happen first. The exasperated sigh? Or...
I need you guys to guess who... Like, this movie has a pretty decent cast.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Muniz, who is now also a NASCAR driver, by the way.
He is.
Wait, what?
Yep. Yeah. You didn't know that? Yeah.
He is. And he's coming back for Malcolm him. In the Middle, the reboot.
Why do we reboot everything?
The flies include Steve Harvey, Snoop Dogg, and David Spade.
Whoa. That's why they were so...
That is a star-studded cast right there.
Racing Stripes, baby. Yes.
That's... All right. Anyway. 803-0550 is the number to call. Favorite sports movies or whatever nonsense that Joe's trying to force upon us at this point. We'll go to Jeff in Angola. Jeff, how you doing today? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're Joe's trying to confuse me, but I'm going.
I was going to talk about the Express with a story about Ernie Davis.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, I've not seen that. Go ahead. Shoot.
It's a really good one. I mean, he went to school during a time with the adversity in this country of the racist problems. And, yeah, he was a great running back, went there after Jim Brown, fought adversity. But he ended up passing away at the age of 21 with leukemia. So he never got to play in the NFL.
But no, that's actually a really good one to bring up, though, because of the fact that it's based on that type of a story. That one's pretty easy of, like, Heisman Trophy winner, great player, and again, like you said, tragically unable to do something about it in the pros. But oddly enough, thank you for the call, Jeff. It's also the film debut of Chadwick Boseman.
It is, who would go on to play Jackie Robinson.
Who would go on to play the biopic with Jackie Robinson in 42.
One of the most well-done athlete biopics, if you ask me.
Yes, and again, well-executed, everything of the sort. But, like, yeah, it's – I do think, though, that that one's an easy one of, like, where you put that one for the Express.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Anything that's, like we've said, based off of true events and follows the story of the athlete,
but
the biopic.
I will absolutely take a look at that one, though.
Yeah. No, 100%. I will too. I haven't seen that. Another one, and this isn't a controversial one. I'm not trying to rage bait right now.
No, yeah. Sometimes you just can't resist, but this is not one of those times.
Ford v. Ferrari. Have you ever seen that one?
No, but I know like what you're talking about, though.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
So this one, and Zach Jones would probably be very interested in it.
Yeah, Zach's going to need to get here for this.
But it's not F1. It's the 24 Hours of Le Mans. In France, right? So it's about Ford's entry into that, trying to beat Ferrari. And Ken Miles and Carroll Shelby, the two guys who are behind the project, it's really, really intriguing. I saw that movie in theaters just because the Star Wars theater was full, right? And when that came out. But don't regret that at all. It's one of my favorite it's one of my favorite movies to just rewatch. It's just invigorating. Racing movies like that, I would consider a sports movie. That's history. And yes, you can argue NASCAR's turning left four times and like just not stopping turning left. This is completely different. This is the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Terrible. Like, absolutely unbelievable how tough it is to complete something like that. And they show it. They really show it. So it's interesting. Ford v. Ferrari is my pick for a big sports movie. You have to watch that one.
No, like,
you will like that one.
Like, I know the premise of it, so like, I actually appreciate you on that choice for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
And that leads me to my next point.
Uh-oh.
Talladega Nights.
No.
You know, I just mentioned NASCAR.
I knew I was scared the minute that you said that.
I just mentioned NASCAR.
Talladega Nights is not a sports movie.
It
has sports in it. We're gonna maybe we can put it in the themed portion. Are you kidding me? To quote that movie, "Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby."
Listen, it's about an athlete who goes through a struggle, who gets in an accident, who builds back from that accident. Yes, it is comedic. Okay, it is comedic, but it's about a comeback story. Talladega Nights. Sports movie.
I
got to go fast. If you ain't first, you're last.
All right, Sonic, calm down.
Speaking of Rush Hour, though.
Speaking of Rush Hour, I think we've got ourselves a good friend here dialing in right down the hall at Traffic Command from our sister station WBEN. It's Rush Hour Hour. It's Trevor Hauer. Joining us here now as it seems like Trevor has caught on to the hijinks and wants to bring in his take. Trevor, what's up?
Fellas, a lot of great movies that you guys just mentioned, but I don't think anyone has mentioned one of the greatest hockey movies of all time, and that is The Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
The Mighty Ducks. How could you deny Gordon Bombay at the highest of highs? He's like an undefeated lawyer in court, and then he hits the lowest of lows. He gets pulled over. He has to do community service. Takes a team that doesn't win a single game all the way to the championship, and they score on a penalty shot with no time left. That
triple
is the 1-2-3 triple deke, and Charlie didn't hit the post like Gordon did.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best movies of all time. What do you guys think?
Yes, of course. I mean, I feel like Mighty Ducks, Trav, is one of those that like we don't need to
call into any sort of question what it is at that point. I don't even know what we would have to do with theme on that one, honestly, because like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's actually a little bit tougher because there's a lot of hockey in that. The theme, obviously, of team building, connecting with people.
Oh, that's a sports movie. 100%.
Yes. What about the quotes from it, too? Like, I still use the quotes from that movie to this day. If I'm watching a Sabres game, I will quote. I'll say, come on, Goldberg, you're the goalie. It's supposed to hit you.
That's troubling if you're using that quote, but also too true. But Trevor, before you go, before we let you out of here, about Youngblood.
It's a good one.
Youngblood is
probably one of the better hockey
too.
Movies that does not get enough shine.
No, definitely. You can't go wrong with Youngblood, Mighty Ducks, a lot of the hockey movies. Did you guys mention Miracle?
We did.
You guys had to have, right? Yeah.
I don't think we did, oddly enough.
We did off the top. Like, Miracle's a de facto sports movie. Like, well, just in passing.
That one's easy, though. That's a pure sports movie. It's based off of the
events. You guys were talking Talladega Nights, though, right? Did you guys mention Days of Thunder?
No, not yet. I was getting there. Days of Thunder.
He's got a terrible smirk.
Always a step ahead of you, Joey Hollywood. I'm always a step ahead of you, bro.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I do have one question. You were speaking of hockey movies. What about Goon?
Goon is goated. Goon is a great one.
Okay. All right. Trevor Hauer, a fan of the hockey movies.
We'll see you when you stop back in to traffic command. So we'll talk to you later there, my friend. Thanks for chiming in, though.
See you boys later.
That's Trevor Hauer, Rush Hour Hauer.
With our sister station, WBEN, down the hall in traffic command.
On traffic command, he always helps you realize how cooked are you with traffic.
Yep.
That's basically what he does. He lets you know how cooked you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always good to hear from Trevor there. We'll keep going here before I let Joe get into more evil ideas. We'll go to Jim in Buffalo. Jim, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Good. How are you? So a couple that I want to mention is Hot to Trot with John Candy as the horse, you know, because they had the racing in there. That's kind of obscure.
Yep. Yes.
Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield. That would be more of a sports one when he gets the kid on the girls' team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's kind of funny.
Yep.
It's an old one.
Yeah, it's like 92, 90s. Yep.
Yeah, if Rodney Dangerfield's involved, I would assume it's it's pretty funny.
So that's all I got. I'll listen to your comments off the air.
Jim, appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, like anything with Rodney Dangerfield, you're right. Like, it's just like there's going to be something good to it. I also have not seen it, but, you know, very quickly, all I had to do was type it in. There it is.
Yeah. So, and he mentions John Candy, right, in the racing movie as the horse.
Yes.
That is funny. Have you ever seen Rookie of the Year? It's not the rookie. Where it's an old pitcher. Rookie of the Year is a child that pitches for the Chicago Cubs.
I don't
Cubs.
Know why I blanked on that for a second. Yes.
Henry Rollingardner.
Yeah.
Is,
my God.
That is with Chet Stedman. as
Chet
the old
Stedman,
the
old
Rocket,
man.
Right? That is a it's sports. I would say that's sports based because it follows the events of a made up season, right? It's not based on a true story, but that is in the game. Do you know? You understand what I'm saying with that?
It's primarily this kid got
he broke his arm and his tendon healed too tight, so now he can whip the ball at 120, right? And then he's got to float it at the end because he like somehow snaps the tendon back to its normal tensile strength by the end of the film, right?
Oh my God!
And he floats it, but that's a great movie. And John Candy's the play-by-play is always funny. That's like their way into the scenes and everything like that. So he said John Candy. That made me think about that one.
Yep.
But Rookie of the Year, that's a good one too.
Rookie of the Year.
Baseball movies, I feel like, could have their own category. Like there are just so many. The Sandlot, that, 42. Like there are so many different kind of baseball movies, right? The Natural. Baseball was America's pastime, and you could see it in the film. Like the amount of films they have about it. So... baseball is a good watch in any sports movie.
Field of Dreams as well.
Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner in a lot of sports movies. As I'm looking through the full list here, he's just a mainstay. Him and Dennis Quaid.
Now it's my turn to be a jerk.
Okay.
What folder do we put Draft Day in?
I knew it.
Can it be filed in its own separate section in the very, very back?
I kind of love it, though. I watch it before every NFL draft just
it's
to get juiced
so
up.
It's so bad that it's good.
Yes.
I actually just watched it for the first time this
it's
year.
So really? Bad that it's
and
good.
Yeah, it was an experience. Like, I liked that the Bills made it in there. It was fun.
Yes, and the Bills told Cleveland to shove it.
Yeah. Fun times.
Kick rocks, Costner. You're not dealing with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that Seattle GM would never have a job if that happened today.
Go torment Seattle and Jacksonville. You're not taking Buffalo with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's before the Bills are good, too. So it's like, oh, cool. Like, find another way to kick us while we're down. Nope, not quite. I don't think so.
By the way, in the credits of Draft Day, every NFL team has, like, a player, like, yes, highlighted in the credits. The Bills, Frank Summers.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Bills fullback, Frank Summers.
The fullback gets credited in Draft Day. That's crazy.
Yeah, so like every player had a picture, like, you know, in action, and they picked Frank Summers.
Love it.
Yeah.
They reached for the Bills player there.
Yeah, he played two seasons for the Bills, 2013 and 2014.
Yeah, like this is peak drought Bills. Thank goodness that they didn't make Buffalo the team to kick while they're down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you 3 second-round picks for number 6 overall.
Yeah, right. Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be bad. I mean, it would have been telling for the time, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, that movie is, it's its own thing. I think Josh is right. You can argue it is a sports-based movie because it is about the NFL draft. And a general manager's job after his father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Real classy of the Seattle GM, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I know your dad died, but how about number 1 overall pick? Like, can you not?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's a lot of it that's also just supposed to be about like the complicated life of a person, and I don't know. It just, man, that movie is something else.
Yeah.
But I regret having asked it, but also at the same time, I don't.
Mm-hmm. No, we had to get to Draft Day at some point.
Dave, Chris, you're on hold. Stay there. We'll take care of your call coming up next as we are up against the clock. But plenty more to hear from you. 803-0550. We're talking some sports movies today. Joe's throwing chaos into it, as he does. But we're here with you on the Extra Point Show until noon on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.